This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Walk around Birmingham's Pratt City neighborhood and you'll see rolling hills and meet proud residents. But you'll also see many vacant lots, reminders of a tornado that struck 5 years ago this week. It was part of a tornado outbreak that killed more than 250 people statewide. The community is rebuilt, but there's still a lot to be done. As WBHM's Rachel Lindley reports, some residents think the recovery is taking far too long.
On April 27, 2011, Michelle Perkins didn't feel like cooking dinner, so she invited over her kids and grandkids for pizza. Her Pratt City home was packed with family by the time she heard a tornado was heading right for them.
And we all ran in the closet, and soon as everyone got in the closet, soon as we closed the door to the closet, the tornado hit.
She says the next 2 minutes felt like hours.
We were shaking, the house was shaking, we could hear the house pulling apart. I'm praying. The closet door was opening up, and we had all the guys holding it back, and it just got still. So I came out of my closet and walked up the stairs to the kitchen, and I can see the sky.
Perkins has a lot of family in Pratt City. An aunt died in the storm. Perkins lived in this house since she was 9. As she stands in the backyard, she sighs.
Just now when I come out, some days I can come out and look and I'm okay. Some days I come out and it's really sad.
A lot has changed in Pratt City since the storms. The city of Birmingham used millions in disaster relief funds to rebuild the ravaged fire station and construct more than 60 housing units for seniors. The new Pratt City Library opened in 2014. Perkins's block is now lined with completely or mostly new homes. But, she says, there's no shade to block the intense sun. The tall oaks that lined the neighborhood when she grew up are gone.
You see all the houses. We used to couldn't see those houses. It was trees. You can see all the way back just about to the freeway.
Perkins is North Pratt City's neighborhood vice president and an advocate for its reconstruction. Perkins says while the city of Birmingham and local news outlets hold up her neighborhood as a success story, that's not the whole picture.
Every time the news come out, they always go on High Bunyan and Dugan, where they built new houses, where the library is built, where the new fire station is built. But if you come over into Pratt City, it's nothing like what they show on TV.
She sees empty lots with driveways leading to nothing and no community storm shelters, like Perkins said the city promised. City Hall says it's working on it. Matthew Chernock is the disaster recovery manager for Birmingham in the Pratt community.
The construction estimates came back and were significantly higher than the projections. And the funding mechanism was a FEMA grant to provide those storm shelters. So the city kind of had to regroup and look at some different funding opportunities.
He says two storm shelters should be under construction in the next 30 days. And Chernock says the city plans to pay for 5 more shelters in North Pratt.
So in total, there should be 7 community safe rooms under construction pretty soon.
Birmingham's also working with the same landscape architecture firm that created Railroad Park to design a park around the rebuilt Pratt City Library. Chernock says representatives from the firm will visit the area this week and talk with Pratt City residents. Sunlight pools into the airy Pratt City Library as a young girl plays a game on one of the computers. Pratt City Library branch head Deborah Blackman says she's proud of how the neighborhood has rebuilt so far and of what the new library has become.
It is certainly a community hub.
But she acknowledges there's still a ways to go.
We don't have nearly the number of children that we had before because they can't walk, because they're still working on the infrastructure in the community.
Matthew Chernock with the city estimates this neighborhood should see sidewalks, community parks, plus more single-family homes in 2 to 3 years. Tough news for residents who feel 5 years has already been long enough. For WBHM, I'm Rachel Lindley.